T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Joe Biden setting record after record after record for record gas prices. Who would have thunk it? Yeah, it's just all a total coincidence. Very confusing as to why this is happening. Nobody could really figure it out other than these 70 regulatory changes they made almost immediately that put the kibosh on drilling. Made it so that companies that very much want to get into the drilling can't. And they particularly can't get loans because they don't know what the crazy Biden administration is going to do to take their knees out from under them once they start drilling. So nobody's lending. It's an absolute disaster. But just the records that are being set here by the Biden administration. For the first time ever, we've got 3 different records this week. It's very exciting. First time ever, gas prices are over $4 a gallon in all 50 states, okay? So you know how they give you, hey, the average price across the country is like $4.50-some cents now? Yeah, that doesn't mean it's over $4 in every single state. But right now, as of yesterday, gas price is over $4 a gallon in all 50 states. First time ever. That's historic. And then this morning, we had another record breaker. First time ever, 9 days in a row of new record gas prices. 9 days in a row of new American records. It's so exciting if you want to destroy the economy. If your goal is this goal, and this is still, it hasn't changed from Barack Obama stating it when he was running for office, this is still the goal of the Democrat Party, no matter who they blame. And it changes from week to week. Sometimes it's Putin, and sometimes it's the oil companies. I'm going to debunk that in a minute. And, now they're moving on to Republicans. They want to put price controls on gasoline. All that'll do is cause shortages. Because no one can afford to sell it at the prices they want. So there just won't be any. And then I guess they'll blame the gas stations. But it's them. And this is the philosophy that they are implementing.
Under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket. Even, you know, regardless of what I say about whether coal is good or bad, because I'm capping greenhouse gases, coal power plants, natural.
Yeah, so he goes on saying we're going to destroy coal. We're going to destroy natural gas. We're going to do all that. So, I mean, this is not just the goal, so you understand, for oil and for gasoline. This is the goal for natural gas. It's the goal for your heating bills. It's just complete destruction. Honestly, it's just a complete across the board destruction. And the goal is part of this fantasy, and the Democrat Party it really is a cult, and they're a doomsday cult, as Tucker Carlson called them. They're very much a doomsday cult, and they have this belief, and they've had it for a long time, and it goes something like this. You see them tweet it a lot, that the oil companies are in a conspiracy, and that we could develop the batteries it took to store the solar power and the wind power if not for this conspiracy. And so if they just make energy so expensive, somebody somewhere will invent the battery to store the solar and wind power, and we could power our whole economy on it. Well, the first time they tried to make this fantasy come true was something called Solyndra. And Solyndra was going to take billions in government money And they were going to invent the batteries that it was going to take to store the wind and solar. And we were going to flip over the economy. We're going to change it over. Well, all that happened was that the taxpayer got robbed blind because nobody has this technology. Nobody knows how to invent it. We aren't going to have it for decades, if ever. So this whole plan to skyrocket energy, to force people into some kind of green new dream out of just sheer necessity for survival, will not work because it's based on a fantasy. There's no, well, if we could just get gas to $10 a gallon, then we'd have the switch over because people will start to use blah, blah, blah. No, the technology does not exist. As Elon Musk said more than a year ago, if everybody bought one of my cars and we had an all-electric fleet, we would have to double the amount of energy that flows through our grid. We need a bigger grid. We'd need to build the grid out. Democrats are trying to shut parts of the grid down. There is no way they are going to allow the doubling of that energy. And if you were to find a way to do it with solar or wind, in other words, you built enough solar, enough wind, and it would just decimate the look of this country, but they don't care about that. Even if you could do that, it still wouldn't work because you'd need the batteries to store it. Because those, you know, do not run around the clock. There's no solar in the middle of the night. Wind stops running. Wind stops blowing, especially at the times you need it the most. So it is literally impossible to switch the whole fleet over to electrical. I mean, you can't. There's not enough electricity. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Democrats' plan is like I drive on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and you drive the rest of the days. I mean, we could do it that way, I suppose. But there's no way to do what they're trying to do. But like a mad, demented cult with fantasy beliefs, they plunge forward, thinking that if they could just get the prices high enough, the rest will fix itself. It will not. But Americans have to learn the hard way. And that's what we're doing right now.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.